twice for having guided us through almost another day again. Time passes so quickly, huh? Not many more days, and then we'll be saying bye-bye to each other. But we need the power of the Lord to sustain us in our life, in our service, in our learning together. But the Lord Jesus demands of us the best possible that we can give Him. But this is always the failure of our service to the Lord. Isn't that true? No one here can say we've done our best. No one can say I'm willing to even give up my life for the Lord Jesus or for His work. Indeed, not many people dare to say this. But God requires us something that is very essential for all of us to have in order to serve Him, at least to please Him and also to please man. So indeed He wants our total self to be dedicated to Him, to His service. Most of us here definitely are not full-time workers, but whatever time you have allocated for Jesus, I believe that must be done with total dedication. And you can see the effect and the result of His work through us. But at the same time, we have to forget about ourselves, of course. If we don't forget ourselves, it's very easy for us to lose sight of God's work and God's purpose of choosing us here. That is something we have to bear in mind constantly. We all know of the offerings in the ancient time so well. I'm sure most of us know the very important five offerings recorded in Leviticus. We won't talk about each of them, of course. We can spend hours and hours. But I just want to draw our attention together to one or two verses so that we can learn together to encourage one another. Leviticus chapter 1 is a very popular chapter for so-called burnt offering. If you look at the chapter together as a whole, you can see clearly the first 9 verses are actually offering the biggest animal available at the time. It's a big bull. And then the second animal, of course, is a smaller one, as you know, from verse 10 onwards until verse 13. Is a goat or a sheep, a smaller animal. And then from verse 15 to 17, an even smaller animal, a little bird, or a dove, or a turtle dove, or a pigeon. So three kinds of animals were actually used for this burnt offering. Of course, you can spend 7 or 8 hours just talk about burnt offering. But we just want to spend a few minutes on one of the very important points. So, if you look at all the animals offered, we know burnt offering also prefigured Jesus Christ being offered upon the cross. And He wants us to learn from Him. You want to serve Him. Because the Lord Jesus coming into this world is to render His service to mankind. And He served ultimately with the utmost possibility, which was His life given to us. So we need to burn ourselves as well. But if you look at the different animals, if we were to take them as different kinds of gifts, then you can see some of us may be a big bull who are gifted mightily. We might be a sheep or a goat, gifted in different ways, and possibly our gift could be very small, little, like a dove. But the end result is important. End result. If you look at all the end results for the three kinds of offerings, whether it is a big bull, as can be seen in verse 9, the end result is a sweet aroma to the Lord. Not just an aroma, but sweet, sweet. And the end result for the sheep or the goat is the same. verse 13, last part, a sweet aroma to the Lord. The little bird also was given the same credit. Verse 17, a sweet aroma to the Lord. So whether we are gifted mightily or not very much according to God's way and His will, I think that is not very important. You might be doing some RE translation after this sermon. You might be going around with some preachers fighting the battle in the front line, like a big bull. It doesn't matter. You do your best. We do our best. What God demands of us is whether the aroma that we have given off is actually sweet or not. Because this is very clear. Sweet aroma. Sweet aroma. Sweet aroma. Three times. Paul knows this so well, definitely. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Jeremy, can you read for us? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Yes? Yes? No? Yes? Yes? Chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 14. Paul knew how to diffuse the fragrance of Jesus Christ. I believe he must have learned the teachings of burnt offering. Otherwise, he would not have uttered these very wonderful words. I think we have to do the same. So it doesn't matter what we are going to do after these few days, what resolution we have made for the Lord Jesus. I think the most important thing is, can we really issue that fragrance which is good, which is sweet? You might be able to give a very powerful sermon to move many people, but at the same time you might introduce disharmony in the church. Possible. Then that sweetness might not be there totally, isn't it? You might be able to do great tasks baptizing thousands of people in different countries, but if our work is not done out of good motive, as you know, burnt offering is really talking about skinning ourselves, cutting our heads, chopping our bodies into pieces, denying ourselves totally, and then that kind of fragrance will not be their suit. It's good to know the Word of God, to study, to argue on the words of God in order to improve our spiritual knowledge or to proclaim the gospel better so to win more souls. But remember one thing, Paul tells us so clearly, as we all know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Angela, you want to read for us? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. If we always argue on words in our course of preaching, in our course of edifying one another, or studying the Word of God, dwelling upon things which we are not very sure, and insisting on our own opinions, eventually we will fall into the trap, definitely, of the evil one. Paul knew this so clearly. If we were to do this, how can we produce a sweet aroma? I think the burnt offering is very important for all of us if we want to really serve God, so that we would please God and to save men, to save the souls of mankind. So I think in the course of our studying or learning together, of course there are different opinions even in studying the Word of God, this verse, you ask me, I'll give you an explanation. You ask another person, they will give you another opinion. Both of them could be right. It depends on different angle, different perspective. And sometimes it could be misunderstood because it's not been explained properly by one or by the other. I don't think we should cultivate a mentality to eventually fail in the service of the Lord. I believe the word of God must be discerned, must be studied with a heart of humility and also sincerity and also in peace. Anything which gives rise to disharmony, disunity is an index or indicator that we have to be very careful. It could be yellow light within an individual or within a group or within us or in our ways of handling things. So I think bearing in mind all these kind of teachings from the Bible, we got to help each other to go along, but not to dismantle each other. At the end of the day, love counts. So Jesus is looking for an offering. It doesn't matter if it's big or small, but a sweet aroma. Sweet aroma. So I think with this in mind, we're going to pray more. We can continue talking. I think prayer is more important. Collective prayer is important. Of course, we can pray individually, no doubt. But I always believe collective prayer very important. The opportunity for us to pray together in this kind of situation is actually very rare. They don't come by very often at all. So I think I don't want to spend too much time on this, but just to encourage one another so that we can truly offer ourselves up for the Lord Jesus' work. And when you are called or enlisted by the Lord, do it so with total commitment, devotion, a heart of humility, totality, devotion and dedication. And you can see we definitely, by God's power, defeat the evil one. So we're going to pray. Pray for each other. We really need to pray for each other. While we are here doing this, we still got to do a lot of other work. So please pray for us. And actually, I just have a call from Africa. And they requested us to pray for them in Ghana. Two workers, fairly weak physically. One is an old one, one is a young one. Both are not very strong physically. The older one said to me, you know, for a month he has been coughing and with blood coming out. It was very serious. A bit serious, I don't know, getting better maybe. And the other one is with heart problem, a young one. I think we need to pray for them. Pray for the workers. Not just ourselves, but for others. I think that is very important. Let's pray with one accord. Let's pray.